Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action!
Welcome to Real Nerds Podcast, live at Denver Fan Expo 2024. We are slicing up another fresh interview. Now,
serving over fresh slice? I like
that. Yeah, you like that?
That was good.
We are with what everybody really knows as Smurf, but you can tell us, you know, your real,
real name.
If you want.
Well, okay, so here's the funny thing. Yeah. If I use my real name, nobody knows who the hell I am.
Right.
So they go around. My name is Daniel Scharner, all right? But if you say Smurf,
yes.
Either they've heard of me, they hate me, they've worked with me, or kind of aware of my existence. So it's like, okay. But Smurf, with all intents.
I would say you're well-known in the con scene in Colorado, because we're here at Fan Expo, but you have your own con.
I do have my own con. I have the Colorado Festival of Horror. I run the Colorado Ghostbusters, and I run 5280 Geek, and
yeah.
we've collaborated on a couple of different things
over
the years.
It's like we've grown up on
it's cons weird,
together.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, because when Denver Comic Con DCC started, you, me, Hawks, a couple of smattering of other different podcasters were all here at the ground floor with Charlie. And through the years, we have grown. You have grown. I've grown.
Yeah.
With this con, and it's amazing to see.
I know. I when we did our panel the other day, I said this is our 12th one,
right?
And I said, man, I knew it was Denver Pop Culture Con, Denver Comic Con. Now it's Fan Expo. And as the people have changed, I mean, we've gotten bigger, but we're still here.
We're still here,
and it's nice. But so I had a question about the Ghostbusters, because you use all their insignia.
Yeah.
Do you have to go through certain channels to get that? I'm just curious, because now that I have you here.
There's some gray areas, because we've taken certain liberties with the No Ghost logo.
Yeah.
It is, and they did a poll, it is the single most well-recognized logo on the planet.
Really?
Yes. So Sony is kind of two minds of the story, but when in 2016, the girls Ghostbuster film, that felt like a bad Saturday Night Live episode. So Sony reached out to all of us cosplayers, all of the franchises, air quotes there, to submit their patches, their logos, to be franchised in. And we thought this was the quickest way Sony could think of to serve all these people with cease and desist.
Yeah,
all right? I mean, it's Sony. Yeah. If we're not controlling it and we're not getting money from it, no, forget it. But they actually were legitimately wanting all these people to submit their patches, which we did. So we are a recognized franchise. So on Sony's studio lot, it's Ghost Corp, right? And that's Dan Aykroyd's office.
Yeah.
And everything Ghostbusters related is ran out of Ghost Corp. So if you saw the recent Frozen Empire film or even Afterlife, it says Ghost Corp on there.
Yeah.
That is the actual functioning workhouse on the Sony lot. So our badge, the Mountain Peaks and all of that, is hanging in the studio.
Pretty cool. And, when I think about it, I mean, if I was Sony, I would let them do it because it's free advertising.
And that's kind of how Sony approached it. So when they did the Ghostbusters 35th anniversary on the lot, we got invited out.
Sweet.
We're a recognized franchise, so they had us out. This year for the New York premiere, they invited us out, so we went to New York, and we saw every celebrity. Bill Murray showed up. And he never shows up.
No.
So we didn't know what to expect from Bill. So he shows up, and one of the guys of our crew is standing in line in the red carpet area. Murray shows in, and he's got two kids next to him, one of our guys. So Murray comes in. He signs stuff for these two little kids, and then he shakes our crew member's hand, waves to the crew, and the crowd goes into the film. Our buddy doesn't even know who the hell these two kids are. I think Murray came in thinking this guy was their dad. I'm going to sign some stuff. Shake your hand. Thank you for coming. You know, shake the baby, kiss the hand, and off they go. And it was hilarious. But to have the whole Ghostbuster film crew and everybody there, even Paul Rudd showed up. He signed a couple of things for us. Nice. And the Thanks Have Some, which is a podcast, to help organize all of this and put it all together, the pre-party, the after-party. And it was an amazing time. But the franchises are nationwide. I mean, there's one in almost every city. I mean, here in Colorado, there's like five of us.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's five different franchises here.
Wow. It's always, you know, I was talking to Brad, my producer, and I says, man, you know, for a film that came out so long ago, and there's always just the two for the longest time, how long the fan base has endured and how passionate it is, I think is really cool to me. You know, and I think it's fun, and I think it's fun that the stuff you're doing.
Well, and we do a lot of, like, charity work. Everything that we raise, we 100% give to whoever we're representing. So we've done, last year was the Dumb Friends League. This year is the Wild Animal Preserve, which inherited a couple of the Tiger King's tigers.
Oh.
So they've got those out there. So, we you know, whoever we can lend a hand.
Hopefully it's the ones that bit them.
So I was, like, thinking, did you get a little bling on your teeth there? But, I mean, that's what we do. We just show up. We try to make a fun and active environment. Everything we raise, 100% goes to charity. Everything we do is out of our pocket. So we're not looking for any payoff. We're just looking to have fun with the Ghostbuster thing.
And that's, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Right?
Yeah. So fun. Let's switch gears.
Shift gears.
To horror.
Horror. Oh.
So you have a pretty big con coming up.
So September 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Marriott South. It's right off of I-25 and Lincoln. It's on the other side of the Park Meadows Mall. This is our fourth year, Friday the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September. We have Pam Grier, which is legend.
I mean, you could just say Pam Grier and you're going to get people.
Dude, Foxy Brown, the best horror. I mean, it's horrible. It's a horrible film, but it's great because it's so bad. Bones. She did this horror film with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's a train wreck.
I
love it.
From
start to finish.
I was always shocked when Scream Factory put out a collector's edition of it. I go, hey, you know what? I guess it has fans somewhere.
I mean, the back behind the scenes has got to just be like 30 minutes of Snoop Dogg stoned out of his head.
Totally.
Just like,
hey, might as well do it this way.
So with it being Friday the 13th, it's a very heavy Friday the 13th focus. We got a couple of different independent films from Friday the 13th. We have a couple Jasons coming in. So we don't have Kane. Because he's elsewhere.
Yeah, he's usually pretty busy.
He's very, especially like Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So, but we got like we have our own beer, we have our own wine.
Wow.
We run late because it's a hotel, so we have a lot of after hours. We'll have this year. We're going to do the midnight cult film, Little Shop of Horrors. After
nice.
We do horror karaoke, so everyone's already warmed up.
Yeah.
Let's do the cult classic, Little Shop of Horrors.
I love it. What can other people expect? Because I was talking to my other guy, Zach.
Zach, who's actually, we've had them on our show, and they premiered, I think, their first year as, like, an official group. Zach was one of the media guys.
Yeah, sweet. So, yeah, he says you also have artists and authors and collectibles. And so not only do you have the celebrities, now you have a dealer room, or is...
We have a very big dealer room, and it's 100% horror-focused. So no Jake from State Farm. I'm sorry. If you're looking to get your windows replaced, not going to be here, or your roof done, or scammed out of your roof being done. All of this is 100% horror-focused. You have to have at least 90% horror to be in this vendor room. So it is, I wouldn't say cutthroat, but it is horror-focused. And the horror community is so warm and ingratiating, and there's no bad horror fan.
Yeah.
You like your genre. It's either, you know, slasher or, you know, jump scares or intense, like, Hellraiser type shit.
Yeah.
But all in all, it is a fun horror-focused thing. And then we have publishers. So Hex Publishing is doing a comic based on our horror con. One of the covers is a Jamie Lee Curtis exclusive that came out of the Kickstarter. So Hex Publishers has, I think, issue two almost done, or at least they'll have a premiere for it at KOFO.
Oh.
So we've got all of that. We have all other independent authors in the horror field. We have Bram Stoker Award-winning authors that are there, and they're signing a book that they've got coming out, or they actually even did a anthology for us our first year. So it's fun. The horror people are great, and they just like to have a good time.
What I always love about it, too, is people always think that horror, because I love horror films, too, that we're some sort of deviants or something.
Right?
They're probably the most normal people. We just like, I think the horror films for us are the escape. And, you know, we like to see people get stabbed, because if they didn't happen on screen, then maybe we would do it in real life.
We wouldn't do it in real life. Yeah. I mean, some of the best comedies I know are the slasher teenage ones.
Oh,
you know?
Totally.
Best comedies.
It's all about having fun. So if I want to get tickets to KOFO, how can I find them?
So if you go to the Facebook page, Colorado Festival of Horror, or the website, which is coloradofestivalofhorror.com, you can buy tickets there. They are on sale. I think we have a few VIP packages left, which if you do purchase the VIP, comes with a bottle of our signature wine this year. And I will give you this because we haven't announced it yet. This year's flavor is Stabernay.
Ah, I love it. I love it.
So I haven't even announced that detail. So we will give that to you guys because you're such fans of the genre and of films and all of that.
Exclusive on Real Nerds Podcast.
Yes. But we have Joe Blablazo, who has done our labels over the last couple of years. He's a great artist. He's local. And he comes up with some amazing stuff. So, and I know Stephen Graham Jones will be there. He's another author that does a lot of horror stuff. And we're excited to have all of these different components. And then later in the evening, Drawn in Blood. So we'll have like local artists up there in the bar area doing sketches. So it's kind of like Pictionary, but it's of a horror kind of focus.
I love it. And I because I've been following you guys on Facebook since it's been around, it keeps getting bigger.
Yes.
And I mean, you have a legend coming. So
yes.
You should get tickets soon, because
very soon.
My guess is it will sell out very soon.
It will
soon.
Sell out. And I know next year, in year five, and with Jamie Lee Curtis, she agreed to this cover with Hex. So now we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Start asking.
See, the foot's in the door. The foot's in the door.
That's right.
And everything I've seen about her, she's very nice.
She is a sweetheart, and we would love to have Jamie Lee Curtis come in. But we would break that damn hotel if she showed up.
Oh, it'd be insane.
It would be Dunskies.
It'd
I mean,
be
like, oh, so good. What is your favorite horror movie?
My favorite, my favorite movie is Army of Darkness, but I wouldn't say it's technically horror.
It's not horror. Well,
but,
yes and no.
Yeah, but my favorite horror film is Night of the Living Dead.
Yes, that is spectacular.
Because I think the paranoia that's associated with it adds another layer of horror.
When they're sitting in the room just like ready to kill each other.
Yeah, because you have the racial tension, and then you also have the tension of what the outside coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way Romero shoots, whether it's night, dawn, day, the crazies.
Doesn't matter.
The way he shoots, it's almost every one of his films feels documentary. And even his later stuff, I mean, I love Land of the Dead because
absolutely.
To me, it's the natural evolution of the zombie. And the way he shoots, it's gritty, but it's well done.
Right.
And he's the only one who can do it.
Well, and it's like Scorsese. Scorsese has a certain look. Romero has the same thing. You cannot deviate from that, because you immediately look at it and go, that's Romero.
Yeah, and, you know, he's one of those guys I respect so much because I love listening to, well, R.I.P., but I used to love listening to him talk.
Right.
Because I think he's so well-spoken. I think he loves movies so much, and he loves the people he works with. And he's like all of us. You know, we bring our friends into whatever we do.
Right.
And if you watch his movies, they're all in the Pittsburgh area. They're all his friends. And they all do great work. And
yeah, absolutely.
And Night of the Living Dead, to me, is the ultimate horror film. Because the paranoia is there. The tension's there. I think the writing is incredible.
Especially with the budget that they were working with.
Oh, yeah.
And just to have that intensity. And how he just framed that all out. I mean, he's like the Orson Welles of horror.
Oh, I agree.
Just so impactful.
And I think the ending is the greatest ending to any horror film because, I mean, it's spoilers for a movie that's 60 years old, but, you make it through the night, and then, Ben comes up, and he gets shot, and the throwaway line of there's another one for the fire is haunting.
Yeah.
And it takes a whole new layer because it's a white mob killing a black man, and then they're throwing him in the fire. Who cares?
It's like that scene in Glory, Denzel Washington gets thrown into the pit and rolls down on top of Matthew Broderick.
Yeah,
it's like, holy crap.
It is, and I tell people, people will always immediately say because it's black and white or whatever. I'm telling you, it adds to the film.
It does.
The way he lights it. That's my favorite horror film. What's your favorite horror film?
Showgirls.
To act again, that is truly terrifying.
But, I mean, I'm like you, Army of Darkness all the way. Yeah. I love that franchise. But, I mean, like, one of the ones that, like, really scared the hell out of me was, like, the initial Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah.
When that first hit the theater and all of that, it's like, holy God.
There's just something bizarre about it.
There is.
And so one of my prize collection, my DVD collection, is Arrow, about 7 years ago, put out the Scarlet Box.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, but horrific at the same time, because it comes with the cards of, like, all the people with their skins ripped off.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
It's beautiful in the most insane way. So thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Thanks for giving us a scoop on the wine. Make sure you go to ColoradoFestivalOfHorror.com or Facebook to get your tickets because
your tickets
will sell out. Remember, they have Pam Grier, an absolute legend, not only in horror, but overall.
Quentin Tarantino, Foxy Brown.
Yeah. She's awesome.
She is.
So sweet. Thanks.
Thanks. We'll see you guys soon.
We'll
keep listening.
Yep. A real nerd knows who shot a real nerd.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!